You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm saying they had a craving for meat. So that's understandable. They want to have some kebab with some goji. So first question that is brought, that we know when they came out of Mitzrayim, as we see Reuben and Gad, they had, you know, a large size cattle. So first of all, why they come in asking for meat? When you have it already. Yes. Alila? No, Chas V'Shalom. You know any Yehudi that makes Alilot? No, Chas V'Shalom. No, maybe he looks like a Yehudi, but no, Yehudi never makes Alilot. No, so the point here is that the essence of the Yehudi is, as long as he can use
somebody else's stuff,
others to his benefit, why should he use his own? So yes, we have, but give us
giving everything without doing anything for it. That's why you don't give.
No, that's a Jewish essence that's in the blood. So, you know, why not? You know, as long as you can benefit from others, so you save yourself, you know, for later. And the other thing is that the Torah says anytime that you like to have meat, you have to bring Korban Shelamim. So to bring Korban Shelamim also, you know, it's work, you know. After being Korban Shelamim, and then to be able to have meat. The reaction of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is very surprising, that he tells Hashem, where I can find meat for these people?
No, it's not surprising at all.
No?
Because, like you said, they have meat. So it doesn't matter how much he provides them, they still will ask for more.
No, that's not what he's saying. He says, "Me'ayin li basar letet lechol ha'am hazeh." Who asked Moshe that he should give meat? Who? No, who would provide all the necessity of Am Yisrael? Moshe or Hashem?
Hashem.
So why is he saying, what am I going to get meat for these people? Who said that you're supposed to bring meat? You tell Hashem, the same way that he's giving man and the water and the ananiakavot, so he's going to provide it. So he comes and says, well, am I going to get meat? Who said you're going to get meat? You understand?
He says to Hashem,
right? Sorry?
He says to Hashem, well, am I going to get meat?
Right, but who said you're supposed to provide for them? You come to Hashem, says they want meat. So we see what Hashem is going to decide. But here it's very surprising that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom takes it very, very personally. Bechot, 100%. No, it doesn't matter. Why are you aggravating yourself? You come to Hashem and you present the request, and that's it. That's all you need to do. But why you have to make a decision? What has anything to do with you? Who are you that you feel that you have to provide the... That's what he says here. What has anything to do with it? So he could come to Ibn Sholam and complain, yes, they need meat. But he says, Me'ayin, where am I going to get the meat for these people?
He doesn't figure out a speech.
Sorry?
Figure out a speech.
Now there are many times that Am Yisrael, they felt that they need to have something, so he came to Hashem and did tefillah. So now let's say end of the parasha, when his sister became sick, what did he do?
He prayed for
her. He prayed to who? So how come you didn't say, I cannot heal him? What has anything to do with him?
Because meat is Gevura, and
so that's the reason.
No, that was for before.
What's the reason? Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously.
You're asking me?
Yes.
I asked you first.
No, I don't know the answer. Because you always answer that. Another question.
Happened to be an interesting story in Sifrei Kodesh, brought about a deer, a holy deer. Yeah, holy deer happened to be that in a very antique Beit Knesset, very old Beit Knesset, the members, they had a habit of sniff. Know what that is? Yeah. So one of the members ran out of sniff. Yeah. So you know the best quality of sniff that you make is from the horn of a deer. That's the best quality. So he goes to this holy Ayala, the deer. He says, "May I have a little bit of your horn?" So the deer was very, very generous and very kind. It says, "Yeah, b'chavod." So he cuts a little bit, make his sniff, comes back to Beit Knesset. Reyach nichoach. All the members of Beit Knesset, they became, as they said, drunk from the smell. Yeah. So they asked him, "Where'd you get this?" So he said, "You know, there's a deer, it's a very kind deer. I asked him, and he gave me a little bit of his horn." So now everybody comes out of the Knesset, there was a big line to ask the holy deer to give a little bit of his horn. And his horn was so tall, very, very beautiful horn. So the deer was very, very Rahman. Had mercy, they're addicted to this apchi, and using the sniff, he said, "B'chavot," somebody came, cut a little bit, and cut a little bit, and cut a little bit, nothing left. That's it. They made the ayar. Exactly. They took the, cut off the whole horn. So now, the ayal, the deer, comes and stands by the window, and he notices everybody with a little box of the sniff, and then they insert it in their nose, and then they have such a good time. The tears came out of his eye. So, ayayay, see what did I did with my horn? See, they made a sniff out of it and put it in their nose. But if they move, they would make a shofar out of my horn. See what a mitzvah they could make, and it would last forever and ever and ever. Let's see what happened to my horn. You like the story? It's the best quality. Kahal HaKadosh, Mishavna Alam Shalom, Chasu Shalom, will take it personally. But he came to Ribono Shalom and said, "I have no problem for them to have meat. That's understandable. They have a craving, they want to eat meat. But at this moment, they're receiving man bishchut who?
No, Aaron.
At this moment, the receiving man bizchuti to my merit, Moshe Rabbeinu. Millions of people, the receiving man bizchuti to my merit. So now, if they like to have meat, so that means I have to degrade myself. I have to cut my horn to be able to give them meat. I'm not going to do this. They want meat, not with my price tag. I'm not going to do this. So that means here, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom came to Ribbono Shel Olam and said, I'm not going to give up the zechut that I have to provide for Am Yisrael, the man that comes from Shamayim.
That's
what he said. So now here, our holy Ayal, the deer, his horn was reaching Shamayim. But people came, cut a little bit, and cut a little bit, and cut a little bit, nothing left. And became the Ayal. That's it. And that's what it is in life. In life, Yehudi should know that he's reaching Shamayim. With your tefillah, with your musvot. But if you start cutting it for this ta'ava, for this desire, for this, Yetzer Hara, that you created in your system, and then you cut it, and you cut it, and you cut it, and then there is no antenna anymore. And you know what is not having an antenna? Then the broadcast from Shamayim, you cannot hear it anymore. Why? Because you keep cutting and cutting and cutting your connection to Shamayim. Shalom is teaching us that at this moment that I'm able to provide such a nourishment. The food of Malachim from Shamayim I give him. So now you want me to degrade myself and give him something that they're just going to have smooth enjoyment and it's gone? And it's gone? It's finished? I'm not going to do that. And that's what we see here, such a powerful message that you should understand. Chas v'shalom. All the pulling forces outside, he has to hold himself and keep your horn. Chas v'shalom, nothing be deducted. You have to keep your antenna to receive all these holy messages from Shamayim. And Hashem is like, you know, that Chas v'shalom will not turn the antenna to the sniff. And he's given that Hashem Yeshua, the Mesorah Tovad, and Nahad, the Kolam.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.